What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
All right, it's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth with you on this Saturday morning. And so we're gonna talk about Brunswick High basketball because they're going to the Final Four. I think they've got a really good shot to get to the state championship game and maybe get a rematch with the team they beat a couple years ago. We'll get into that. We're also going to talk some March Madness. Georgia Tech and Georgia both on the bubble. They both have shots. Granted, both of them are probably outside shots. But, you know, we'll still do it. And then Drayton and I came up with this cool little idea yesterday because we're in that time of the year where there's just nothing going on, to be honest with you. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, ever. And so we came up with this cool idea. What, in our opinion, what jobs in college football are the top 10 jobs? So what we're going to do is we're actually going to have a draft. Drayton's going to draft 10 teams that he thinks is the top 10 jobs in college football. I'm going to do the same thing. And we're going to alternate, but like, for example, we can't pick the same schools. So if Drayton picks first and picks the University of Georgia, which is probably what he's going to do with his first overall pick, I can't pick Georgia.
Well, you might be surprised, Jason. We'll have to watch it and check it and see. You have to stay tuned in.
I would literally turn off my mic and fall off the floor.
Oh my God, it gives me incentive.
See, now I don't even want to do it, because now you're going to do it on purpose. Now you're going to do it on purpose, because I said I was going to turn off my mic, so his eyes just lit up.
We'll flip the coin before we get started to see what...
No, we did that. We did rock, paper, scissors. I won.
Yeah.
That's how we didn't have a coin to flip.
It's the power of radio, Jason. You're supposed to go with me on that.
Again, I don't lie to our listeners. I tell them the truth. The truth is one of those things sometimes you don't always like hearing it.
But it's all good. You can have the first pick, and we'll go from there.
At my eulogy, when I'm long gone and there are people talking about me, the one thing that...
They talk about you anyway.
So that's true. That's a fair point. What everybody's always going to be able to say is, whether you liked him or not, he always told you the truth.
Yeah.
Fair?
I'd say so.
Yeah. See, I pride myself on that.
Good man. You want me to give your eulogy at your funeral? Or?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Because somehow we would end up talking Georgia football. Somehow, some way in my eulogy.
I tried to tell him before.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing. You can get your calls in 912-275-7017. You can also email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And let's go ahead and throw out our trivia question.
Yeah.
And so this is Drayton's trivia question, because we take turns doing this. I'm not all dictator-like most of the time. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
So Drayton's question... Drayton's going to pose it.
All right. All right, we're going to talk a little basketball today, of course. So, in that vein, who was the last head coach of Georgia Tech when they made the Final Four? The last head coach for Georgia Tech the year that they made the Final Four. The last Final Four.
Okay.
All right.
All right, the last Georgia Tech coach to get them to a Final Four. And if you call in and win... Typically, we give away the game T-shirts. We got something even better, $25 gift certificate to Bromelli Boys.
Ooh. Hey, I know the answer. yeah, but 275-7017. Give us a call.
All right. Let's jump into this Brunswick High thing. So the Pirates are going to the Final Four. They're going to end up playing the same team that knocked out Glen Academy earlier in this tournament in South Cobb.
This Brunswick High team plays, obviously they play good defense all the time, but this year they have really stepped it up, and to hold Northside Warner Robins to 54 points. That was a great job. Coach Turner's got them really rolling. I like their chances today, Jason. I'm going to go ahead and call it now that there will be a rematch against Alatoona from 2 years ago, and Brunswick High will be playing them again in the finals.
So on the other side, Drayton stole my thunder, but that's okay. It happens a lot. Alatoona is in the Final Four. They'll be playing Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes took down Gainesville 72-69. Alatoona took down Tri-Cities 63-54. So obviously the winner on the other side of the bracket, they get to the Final Four, or the championship game, rather. Brunswick High will be playing South Cobb. They beat South Paulding, which we didn't think they would do, by the way, or Drayton didn't. I kind of thought they might, but really I didn't, because I kind of want to come on and say, see, I told you so, but really I didn't really think they would.
Well, that was the one that we were kind of leery. I was leery that if Paulding made it, I thought Brunswick, because they'd only lost one game all season. So I was kind of leery of that for Brunswick for the Pirates, but I think with South Cobb, I think it really gives them a chance, and just easier to have film and talk to, you know, maybe Coach Hayward can give him some pointers from seeing playing them before.
I just felt the South Paulding was overrated.
Really?
I didn't feel like their region was that difficult, and I didn't feel that their route to get as far as they had gotten was that tough. On the other side, I felt like South Cobb had a pretty tough draw, and their region's a little tougher. So, yeah, I really thought – I'm not shocked that South Cobb won.
Yeah.
I kind of thought probably South Paulding would win, but I'm not shocked. Anyway, moral of the story, South Cobb takes down South Paulding 40-37, and then, of course, Brunswick beats Northside Warner Robins 64-54, and they did it at home in front of a packed house at Brunswick Square Gardens.
Oh, they need to trademark that, I think.
Yes.
Would Madison Square Garden, would they be upset by that?
No, because it's Brunswick Square Gardens.
Right. Okay.
It's not the same. It's a different place.
But yeah, hopefully, man.
With a different name.
if Brunswick can keep that defense going today, and it's going to be a difficult game no matter who it was. Obviously, you're in the Final Four. But I think it gives them a chance if they can get Mr. Dunham going down low, feed him the ball. Get the other team in some foul trouble, get to the free throw line, create turnovers. That's how Brunswick really makes a lot of their bones is getting turnovers and making easy baskets off of it. I really look forward to watching them today. And they'll be on at 4:00 today, right?
Right.
If you couldn't make it over to Fort Valley, check it out on GPTV.
Right. They're playing the Final Four up at Fort Valley State, and they'll play at 4:00, like Drayton said. I think this draw has really worked out for them. I think they're better than South Cobb. I think they'll win today. I think they'll find themselves in the championship game against probably Alatoona, who they beat 2 years ago. Granted, two different teams, but I think they match up pretty well against Alatoona. Don't be shocked if Brunswick walks away with another state championship, their second in 3 years.
Yeah, and that would really – you would have to seriously consider Coach Turner being the best – obviously the best basketball coach at Brunswick, even if he doesn't win – in Brunswick High history.
Yeah, because...
No doubt.
Yeah, that's easy.
No offense to any former Brunswick High coaches, but...
Again, I tell people the truth. That's what I do.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a one-year cleaning service contract. And remember... Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
So here we are, slaving away at station WXYZ. We have this ad to do for a crystal ball service. Let's see. Okay, here we go. For your next close call, call Crystal Ball.
I hate to break it to you, but that's a crystal pool service.
No, let me see that. Well, that does make a difference now, doesn't it?
Tried to tell you.
Stop it.
Got anything for a pool service?
Oh, yeah, that's real easy. For a crystal pool, call Crystal Pool at 262-9260.
You just made that up.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop. the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Pirates keep sailing toward another state championship, taking down Northside Warner Robins 64-54 in the Elite Eight. Next up, South Cobb in the Final Four. They will play that game at Fort Valley State. In Terror Nation, Glenn quarterback Randon Jernigan received an offer from Army, his first as a quarterback. A big week for Frederica lineman Austin Skelton. Skelton committed to play football as a preferred walk-on at Samford, and in doing so, he becomes the first football player in Knight history to play Division I college football. Congrats, Austin. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondsdot.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We are here live this morning on WBQO 93.7. Give us a listen as well. I'm your host, Drayton, joined this morning, as always, by Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by Heron Document Systems. Right now, let's head to that dangerous place, the mind of Jason Bishop, for this week's Week in Review.
And here we go. Spring training, the time of the year where every team thinks they could win the World Series, unless you're the Twins. Baylor's women basketball coach, Kim Mulkey, who had nothing to do with the scandal at Baylor, was forced to apologize after telling Baylor fans if someone said that they would never send their daughters to Baylor, they should, quote, knock them in the face, unquote. This is stupid. Derrick Rose criticized the triangle offense and said he did not understand it. Maybe Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant can explain it to him. 49ers GM John Lynch says he was okay with Colin Kaepernick opting out of his contract. Yeah, I would have held a parade. Former Baylor coach Art Briles said he did not cover up any sexual assaults, but everything else was fair game. New Tennessee athletic director Dave Hart says he thinks the Vols can win a national championship. Of course they can. If the NCAA bans Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Florida, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida State, Clemson, LSU, etc., etc. And these are my thoughts.
I like it. I actually agree with a lot of it this week. The Baylor stuff is just getting ridiculous.
It is getting ridiculous.
Oh, my God. And real quick, one funny quote I saw was, I don't remember who it was, so I apologize, but it was on Facebook or Twitter. And they said that all the Tennessee fans that are upset that Phil Fulmer didn't get the AD job, they should be used to it by Phil Fulmer coming in second now after all these years. So there's no reason to be upset.
Moving on.
Maybe a Spurrier. I don't know.
We're going to make shift here. We were going to jump into Georgia Tech, Georgia, this segment. However, I got a text from the Glenn Academy head football coach, Rocky Hidalgo, and we have officially the Glenn Academy 2017 schedule. So we're going to unveil that right now. All right. So the Red Terrors are going to host Benedictine at home to kick off the season. Remember, Benedictine knocked off the Terrors in game one of the season last year on the road up in Savannah. Then they're going to host the Ware County Gators. That's a big rivalry.
No doubt.
A game that got added to the schedule that I guess is replacing the Pomona game that they won't be participating in the wild, wide world of sports down in Disney is Tift, and they got to go to Tift. That's going to be a really tough game. Mm-hmm. They'll host Camden. They'll host East Jackson. They'll go to Wayne. They'll go to Effingham. And then they'll host Brunswick, host Richmond Hill, and then wind down the season game 10 against Bradwell up in Hinesville.
It's another good schedule, and it's, you know, it's going to be very competitive. You know, it's similar to last year, you know, coming out the gate. They had all those road games to begin with. This year, obviously, you see the reversal of those things, which should benefit them being maybe a little bit younger, maybe trying to break in some new players at new positions, things like that. I think it's a really good schedule. It's going to be competitive schedule, but it's going to be something that's really doable for them, I think.
I like the adding of Tift because Tift's a really good program. And going to Tift, look, we're not going to make any bones about it. Glen Academy historically, but the last year, Glen Academy was far and away the best team in that region. The region's soft. Mm-hmm. It's a soft region, or call a duck. Mm-hmm. And so what Rocky Hidalgo needs to do is he needs to schedule tough non-region games to get his team some top-notch competition. Tift is one of those games. So be able to land that game in the second year of, you know, regions realign every 2 years. So typically you'll make your schedule when they realign, and then your schedule just flips the next year, and you basically have the same schedule for 2 years, and then you redo it. For Rocky Hidalgo to be able to land Tift in the middle of that, says a lot. Mm-hmm. Good scheduling, great coaching, and the ability to get a game where he needed a game and a good game.
Yeah, and it's a good test for them too. You know, get a couple games at home that are going to be very tough anyway with Benedictine and Ware, but then a good road game. You know, like I said, something that get a sense of where your team is at. You know, because I think there's going to be a lot of questions about Glenn this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to doubt him because of, you know, DJ being gone, Zalante gone, a bunch of other kids gone, but I think there's still a lot of talent over there, and this will be a really good test to see where they're at. And then also it's preparing for that region schedule and then hopefully state schedule, you know, getting in the playoffs. Tough tests early help you out later in your season.
All right, so I haven't really, nor has Drayton, really had a chance to research any of this stuff. We're just going on what we basically know on the surface about each of these programs. Of course, you know, Drayton and I do keep up with high school football, especially in this area, pretty closely. I'm going 8-2 for the Red Terrors.
Yeah.
8-2, winning a region.
I would say maybe 7-3. It depending on if everything goes wrong early. You know, if you have some issues early with getting players in the right spots, things like that. But
where are the three losses coming from?
Possibly those first three: Benedictine, Ware, and Tift.
Okay. I think they get Benedictine. I do think that Ware and Tift get them. Mm-hmm. For the two losses that I have them. Mm-hmm. So I think they lose to Ware and Tift.
Yeah, because Benedictine, they are losing a good bit off of last year's team. So that should be to Glenn's benefit early on. Too.
Right. And the other thing, too, is don't sleep on the Pirates.
Yeah.
That game is not going to be the same old game that, especially the last couple of years that it has been. But even when Victor Floyd was there, what you're going to see over on Altama for the next however long Sean Pender decides he's going to be at Brunswick is going to be a different animal than anything that we've ever seen as far as Brunswick High fans go or Brunswick High alumni go or just us that cover that. That's going to be a very different game from here on out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, it's always a priority for the coach that comes in, but it's definitely going to be maybe the priority for Pender starting out to really establish his time, you know, at Brunswick. You know, if you can come in and knock off your crosstown rival, that's going to go a long way towards building your future here at Brunswick.
Essentially, whoever wins that game will win the region.
Yeah,
basically is the way that will work. I hate that they play it in week 8. I like when they did it in like week 2, week 3, when both teams are still early on in the season and you get that region game early on. Because sometimes, you know, in the past, sometimes one team's been really good and the other hasn't. And then when you play that game later in the year, you've got a team that's going to the playoffs and the team that's not. And the luster and the excitement of that game loses a little bit, where if you play it early on in the year, both teams are still early in their season, so they really haven't fallen out of the playoff race yet. And there's a lot on the line, especially with them in the same region early in the season. But both these teams are good enough to where that's not really going to matter this year. I'm just saying I don't like it later in the year just as a whole in general. But both those teams will be in the playoff hunt. Both those teams should make the playoffs, and both those teams will be in the hunt to win the region depending on what happens in that game.
I like it late, though. Your biggest rivals, I think your biggest rivals should be later in the year. It gives you more to look forward to, you know, anticipating that game. I'd almost say make it the last game of the year even, but that may be a little bit too much. But, you know, I like it later in the year, you know, because both of these teams, going forward, what you said about teams being out of the playoffs early on, after first, you know, they still are in the playoff hunt early on, I think that changes starting this year going forward with Pinder and Hidalgo both at Glenn and Brunswick.
Yeah, definitely with the region they're in. Of course, we'll realign regions after this year.
Yeah.
So kind of see how that shakes out. And, you know, Glenn and Brunswick got a draw where they got a soft region. 2 years before that, their region wasn't so soft.
No, not at all.
So they got a break. They're going to take advantage of it. Both these teams should be in the playoffs, and both these teams should be in the hunt to win that region. One of them is going to win it. The other one's going to be a two seed, or should be. So when we get there, we're going to have two first-round home games, should, for both those teams.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles, and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
not to toot our own horn or anything, but we just kind of want to say thank you to all the listeners because the popularity of the show, we hear it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Dre and I are out, folks talk to us, and, you know, we're now the number one sports show in this area.
Nice.
So, thank you for listening. We've got a trivia question. Who is the last Georgia Tech coach to make a Final Four appearance? The last Georgia Tech coach to make a Final Four appearance, 912-275-7017 is the number to get that answer in. This segment brought to you by Crystal Pools and Coconut Kevs.
And that's for the $25 Bramelli's gift certificate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we ate there last night.
I love Bramelli, boys.
It's good stuff.
It's good. Not even just the pizza. We usually get the porky salad and wings.
I just go pizza.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Okay, so here comes, we told you at the top of the show, in case you missed it, I'll tell you again. Dre and I are about to do a draft of the top 10 who we feel are the top 10 college football jobs in the country. If Drayton picks a team or a school, I cannot pick the same school. I must go somewhere else. So we're going to take turns going back and forth. Drayton gets the number, or actually I get the number one pick because I won rock, scissors, paper, rock, paper, scissors, rock, paper, scissors, whatever. I won that 2 out of 3. I never beat Renee. Like that's how we make decisions in my household.
Yeah.
We rock, paper, scissors, and I can't ever beat her. I get nothing to go my way ever.
She knows you, man.
I guess. I think I just outsmart myself. I'll overthink
you
it.
You overthink it.
Yeah. All right, so I've got the number one pick, and in my opinion, and we haven't even done this. Like, I haven't seen his list. He hasn't seen mine, so we're completely going off the cuff right now. My number one job in the entire country, my number one draft pick is the University of Texas. Great facilities, awesome financial resources. You're the state flagship school in either number one or number two, depending on what poll you listen to, as far as the best state as far as recruiting goes. The University of Texas is my number one job in the country.
Yeah, good pick. That would have been mine as well, to surprise you.
Yes. Not me. I took it from you.
No other schools have their own network, for God's sake. So
right. They've got the Longhorn Network.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be okay. I'm confident in my abilities to pick in this. With the second selection in the Drayton and Jason college football draft, I will pick the University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
Any reason why you're going with Alabama?
What is it? 18 national championship. What is there? They claim like 50, I think. So I mean, but certainly you can't argue with the prowess of the football program. You know, they recruit nationally now, or forever, really. You go back to even back in Bear Bryant days, you'd bring in guys from, you know, Joe Namath and those guys like that from Pennsylvania, for God's sake. So just the history, the prowess of the program, you just got to go with them. One or two, I think, either Texas or Alabama, you're fine either way.
I had Alabama number four on my board, so they're gone, which means that I'm going to get at least my first two draft picks as I wanted them.
Right.
I'm going to take with the third pick of the college football best job draft. I'm going the Ohio State Buckeyes.
All right.
The ability to recruit nationally, pretty good recruiting base there in Ohio, a lot of tradition, and great facilities, great boosters nationwide.
Yeah, I like that too. They were in my top three. With the fourth pick in the Drayton and Jason Best College Football Jobs Draft, I'm going to select the Aggies of Texas A&M.
Good pick.
Yep. Maybe a little bit in the Texas Longhorns, you know, little brother syndrome.
Okay.
But guess what? They bring in as much or more money. They got a lot of oil money in that.
They do.
Funding that school and taking care of that school and those programs. astounding facilities. I mean, just amazing. If you ever looked up their locker, football locker room and everything like that, it is stunning to look at.
Okay, so far you have taken my fourth pick away from me and my 10th pick. I had A&M down at 10,
all right,
but that's a good pick. Number, my third pick on the board, so this would be the fifth pick overall. At number five, I take Notre Dame. Tradition, I know, I understand as far as the academic criteria to get into the university is a little stringent, but the tradition, the ability to recruit from a national fan base, as well as television money that they get, I believe it's with NBC, mm-hmm, that they televise every single Notre Dame game, no matter how boring the game is.
Which is a lot of them.
That's the truth. But there's a lot of money flowing through that football program, so I'm taking Notre Dame at five.
All right. I didn't have them in my top 20.
Wow.
Because I'm thinking, I'm projecting it going forward as well, and I think they're in for a little downfall going forward as far as prestige goes.
We'll see.
Yeah. See, where are we at? The sixth pick?
Yeah.
With the sixth pick in the Jason and Drayton Best Jobs in College Football Super Duper Draft, I would take Southern California. The Trojans, long lineage of great running backs, great football teams, amazing ability to recruit, great, amazing location in Southern California. You can't beat it. You got tons of, you know, famous people repping your program for you. I like the Trojans of Southern Cal.
That was actually where I was going to go.
Nah.
With, they were sixth on my board. Okay, no problem. All right, so Bama's off my board, so I've got the fifth team I had on my board was the University of Florida. State flagship school, one of at least the top three states nationally in recruiting, the ability to recruit outside of your state, a long-winning tradition, and great facilities. I don't know if you've ever been on the campus of the University of Florida, but the campus is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Their stadium's crap, but their campus is gorgeous. So at the seventh pick, I take Florida.
All right. All right, with the eighth pick, the Drayton and Jason draft, Drayton goes with, whoops, University of Georgia. I was showing my shirt here.
So with the eighth pick, you take UGA.
Yes, sir. Tons of, you got the ability to, another great fertile recruiting ground. You've got, and being with Georgia Tech, you've got another Power Five school in the state, but it's not right now anyway. It's not quite the same level because they're totally different schemes and everything. But just your recruiting base, potential for your program, funding, monies, it's all right there and just waiting to happen.
I had Georgia 11th on my board, and the ninth pick, the team that I had 7th on my board, is LSU, and with the ninth pick, I'm taking the Tigers. Go Tigers.
Yeah, I mentioned Georgia. There is no other Power Five school in Louisiana
for their
players. So, all right.
All right, 10th pick, and then we'll go to break.
Number 10, I am taking the Florida State Seminoles. Got to go with them. I was hesitant. I didn't have Florida State, Florida, and Miami as high because of all the competition of those three big schools. But it hasn't, you know, it's still obviously great schools either way, but I just kind of thinking going forward, it may be the best. But Florida State, the 10th pick in the draft.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them. And Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondes.com.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a one-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Pirates keep sailing toward another state championship, taking down Northside Warner Robins 64-54 in the Elite Eight. Next up, South Cobb in the Final Four. They will play that game at Fort Valley State. In Terror Nation, Glenn quarterback Randon Jernigan received an offer from Army, his first as a quarterback. A big week for Frederica lineman Austin Skelton. Skelton committed to play football as a preferred walk-on at Samford, and in doing so, he becomes the first football player in Knight history to play Division I college football. Congrats, Austin. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We still don't have a winner for our question. We've had a couple calls in the breaks, and we haven't gotten a winner. Again, the question is, who is the last Georgia Tech coach to make the Final Four? It's that simple.
Did we stump everybody this week?
You might have. That's Drayton's question. Don't blame me. I didn't come up with it. This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Bruce Kennedy Tire. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Look, we're in this time of the year where there's not much to talk about as far as sports goes, so we got creative, and we're doing a top 10 draft, or top 10 college football jobs, draft style. So to this point, we've gotten through our top 10, so we're going to be going 11 through 20, and my top 10, I've got Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Florida, LSU. I don't know who else I drafted.
And I got mine is Alabama, Texas A&M, Southern Cal, Georgia, and Florida State.
All right, because we each got five picks.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do the math right.
Yeah. Top five right now.
Okay. So Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Florida, LSU for Jason. And what was it for you?
Alabama, Texas A&M, Southern Cal, Georgia, and Florida State.
Okay. All right. So those are each of our top jobs. Again, like if Drayton picks Georgia, I can't pick Georgia. It's Georgia now. Drayton owns the exclusive rights
off the board
to the University of Georgia to sign him to a contract or to sign them to a contract to be in Drayton's top five or 10. Anyway, moving on. With the 11th pick, Jason Bishop selects the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Good pick. Tons of history.
A lot of history. Great boosters. The ability to recruit nationally. Pretty good recruiting base there in Oklahoma. Not tremendous, but you're close enough to Texas to make up for it.
Just a word of advice. If you take an Oklahoma, bring back Barry Switzer as your head coach. all right, with the 12th pick in the Drayton and Jason college football draft, I'd select the defending national champions, the Clemson Tigers.
I had them at 13 on my board. My top 10 are all now gone. Either you drafted them or I drafted them. So everybody in my top 10 is off the board. But, yeah, good pick with Clemson. All right. So with the 12th pick, who is actually 12th on my board, the Michigan Wolverines. Great tradition, very storied program,
The ability to recruit nationally, your location sucks. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. It's not that great. It's cold in Ann Arbor. But the ability to recruit through tradition, got a really good coach there, getting things moving in the right direction.
Yep. All right. Pick number, what am I at? We're at 12 now. All right. I will select the Auburn Tigers. You get a little bit of, my league's got good rivalries here. We've got got the Iron Bowl. We can do Georgia, Florida State now. Said Georgia, Florida, since you picked Florida. But yeah, Auburn, you know, they up and down, but they recruit like, you know, they can recruit with anybody in the country. They have won recent national championships. They've fallen off a little bit at times, but the history is there. They've got tons of tradition, Toomer's Corner, tons that you can sell for that program. So that's why I take Auburn at that pick.
Okay. For the 13th pick, I'm going to take UCLA. A lot of tradition there. The facilities aren't all that great, but you're in Los Angeles. Pretty good location, tradition. You do some recruit. You're in a hotbed as far as California being a recruiting base, and you do a pretty good job recruiting nationally.
They seem like maybe the biggest sleeping giant in the country.
Yeah, them in Miami.
Yeah. But it seems like UCLA's never done it. You know, they'll have a couple of good years, but you know, they never really challenged for a national championship. And
not recently.
At least 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
All right. I will take maybe a little bit off the wall. But with this pick, it's
when Drayton says off the wall, sit down.
It's time for sleeper, not sleeper, but like just consistent, steady winning programs every year, year in, year out. I'll take the Wisconsin Badgers.
You know what? I actually did have them on my board, but I had them at 22. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I kind of see what you're doing there.
Solid, you know, you know, they do have tons of they're not like Ohio State, Michigan, but there's still a history there. There's a great fan base. You know, one of the best environments in all of college football. I've never been there, unfortunately, to check out a game, but they always say that it's one of the best environments for football. Check it out and just enjoy it.
All right. With the 15th pick, I'm going to take the Oregon Ducks. A lot of money behind that program. Mm-hmm. You got Nike money there. They've done a pretty good job recently of recruiting nationally. Your recruiting base sucks in Oregon. That is what it is. You have to recruit nationally if you're going to be any good at all. They are in the Pac-12. I'll take Oregon.
All right. Number 16 selection in the Drayton and Jason
Amazing Draft.
Cool job, Amazing Draft. I will take the Tennessee Volunteers.
They're on my board at 17.
They have won national championships recently. They do have a national brand. They have to. And Tennessee, I'll give Tennessee, the state of Tennessee has improved in their recruiting itself as far as the base of players that you have. Tennessee used to have to go they used to have to go into Georgia a lot. Well, you know, under Fulmer and places like that, and they still do. But Fulmer expanded their brand, I guess you could say, around the country to where it was an acceptable national brand. And I think they can get back there again. I don't necessarily think they can do it with their current coach, but I think the potential is there.
All right. With the number 17 pick, I'm going to take the University of Miami. Location, your facilities are terrible, but your location's good. A lot of tradition there. You've got a good coach there in place. And the hotbed of recruiting just in the Miami area, let alone the rest of the state of Florida, is insane.
Yeah.
You could probably get four or five star kids just from the Miami-Dade area.
Mm-hmm. And that kid, and if you can get a kid from South Florida and it's skill level or ratings wise, you typically go with the kid from South Florida because he plays against night in, weekend,
stellar competition.
Week out. Yep. Stellar competition, either in practice or in the games. But yeah, just the state of Miami, they call it, is where they like to recruit.
We got three picks left.
Yep. All right. Number 18, I will select the Virginia Tech Hokies.
Oh, wow. I had them at 24.
I got them with, again, a great atmosphere, great potential. They've gotten to the point of national championship game. But they're just kind of like a Wisconsin where it's just steady, winning year after winning year. And, you know, they got back to it this year, this past year. They kind of went a little stale under Beamer. But the potential is there for them to be kind of that power in that mid-Atlantic area.
Okay, so this is my last pick with the number 19 pick, and this is going to be tough. You still have teams like Penn State, Michigan State, Arkansas, Louisville, Georgia Tech, those types of schools that are still on the board. UCF, Central Florida, which I think is a is a good program and with the right coach could become a giant over there in Tampa. Okay, but I'm not going to take any of those schools. With the 19th pick, I select Kennesaw State University. You're in Atlanta. You're in the state of Georgia, recruiting hotbed. You're far enough away from Atlanta to where you don't have to have the hustle bustle, but you're close enough to where if the kid wanted to go to Kennesaw and live the Atlanta lifestyle, he could. But if he didn't, he's far enough away, 30 minutes away to stay out of Metro Atlanta. And you graduated Jason Bishop.
Hootie hoo. All right. With the last
That's the main reason, by the way.
That counts for a lot. All right. With the 20th pick in the Drayton and Jason super duper amazing draft, I select the Huskies of Washington.
Wow. Okay.
You go with them. It's another Pac-12 power. It's, again, competitive. He's got a lot of close to the Nike money. They're sponsored by Nike. You kind of can rule that area. Got a lot of kids in that area. Hit California heavy, and you're good to go. They can do it.
Those are our top 20 jobs in the country. The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondsdot.com.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberitos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. St. Jessup Furniture, you know and love.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Let's go.
I'm officially putting in a request to move that bed, that return bed, the bumper, into an earlier segment. Because this is the last segment, and I said this last week, every and it always airs right now, the last segment of the show, and it gets me fired up,
yeah.
And I just want to do another show. But we need to move that. I'm just talking to producer folks. We need to move that to maybe the second segment instead of the last one.
Get it going, man.
I'll email them.
All right.
Write them a letter. See how far that gets me. Okay, so, yeah, this segment brought to you by Brunswick Country Club and the Second Amendment. Once again, we had another caller during the break not get this question right. It's not that – I didn't think it was that hard.
They missed it.
Okay, so you got one more segment to get the right answer into us. $25 at Bramelli Boys on the line, folks. 912-275-7017. Who is the last Georgia Tech basketball coach to take him to the Final Four?
I thought it was – I thought it'd be first segment.
Yeah, me too.
But man. Then I thought last week's would go quite a while. But
who's the last Georgia Tech coach to make the Final Four? 912-275-7017. And in the meantime, we are going to jump into our rapid fire segment, and we're going to include the Georgia Tech Georgia stuff that we didn't get to because we replaced it with the Glenn Academy schedule starting right now.
Georgia Tech are squarely on the bubble, so to speak, heading into March Madness. Bracketology guru Joe Lunardi has them as the last four. Georgia Tech in the last four out, and Georgia in the next four out. Two huge games for that, for their March Madness lives. Going forward today, Georgia plays at Arkansas. Georgia Tech plays at Syracuse. It's going to be tough, folks. They're close. Teetering on the brink, but if Georgia can win today, I think they got a better chance to get in than Georgia Tech because of head-to-head.
Neither one of them are going to get in. Georgia hasn't beaten a top 25 team, and Georgia Tech hasn't looked impressive either.
Yeah,
they're right there on the cusp, like you said, but I think Georgia Tech does win today against Syracuse. I don't think Georgia beats Arkansas, and like you said in the break, Georgia had to get that game to even have a chance, but they're both right there, I think, on the back end of the bubble. They just haven't had a good year.
Yeah, Georgia doesn't have any bad losses, but they also don't, like you said, don't have any big wins.
Yeah, so
Tech has wins over Carolina, VCU, Notre Dame, but they've also lost 13 times already as well. So
to my point,
and as well for these two teams to get in, if they have a chance, they need all these other the Big 12, the Big 10, Big East tournaments. They need those to all go chalk. You know, no big upsets. You don't have, you know, Stanford winning the Pac-12 and taking a spot away and shortening the amount of spots for a Georgia or Georgia Tech.
The New York Mets ace, Noah Syndergaard, lost his arbitration battle. He's going to be their number one starter. He's going to open up. They'll be their pitcher on opening day. He lost his arbitration battle. He was 14-9 with a 2.6 ERA, struck out over 200 batters, and he's going to be making $605,000 for the Mets as their ace.
Wow.
In baseball terms, that's really cheap.
That's good value right there.
It is.
All right. It was announced this past week, the Georgia-Notre Dame game at Notre Dame in South Bend will be a 7:30 kickoff time on NBC. That's going to be cool to watch, man. Night game in South Bend, dogs and Irish getting it together, hooking it up. It's going to be fun.
For those of you that don't know Adam Wainwright, this is the kind of dude that he is. So one of his teammates that has invited to spring training, a minor leaguer that is trying to make the Cardinals major league roster. He's never done it. He's been at Memphis, and this is his first spring training invite. He couldn't afford for his car to be shipped from California, where he lived, to the Cardinals spring training facility. So he rented himself a little cheap apartment about 10 minutes from the stadium. He'd been walking back and forth, going to the grocery store. He could only take what he could carry because he couldn't afford the vehicle to drive around in. So Adam passed him a few times, took him to the stadium, and then went and rented him a car for the remainder of spring training so that he could get around.
That's cool.
On his own dime.
Good dude, man.
Yeah, he is.
Hawks retired Pete Maravich's number 44 last night. Sent it up to the Raptors. Probably something long overdue, honestly. But,
yeah.
But props to the Hawks and congrats to Pistol Pete. May he rest in peace.
So all the reshuffling of the Lakers organization, the older Bus brothers attempted a coup to remove Jeannie Buss as the acting owner of the Lakers, and it was legally shot down. So, as the world turns in L.A.
Ugh, God almighty. We mentioned East Jackson's going to be on Glenn Academy's schedule this year. They will be breaking in a new head coach. Christian Honeycutt has left East Jackson and is going to be the new coach at Grayson, replacing Heron.
Jeff Heron. All right. So the Atlanta Hawks, we have, it's well documented. We've documented on this show. They have to beat Cleveland to do anything in the Eastern Conference. Cleveland keeps beating them. The Hawks score 130 points last night and still lose to the Cavaliers. When you score 130 and you don't win, you're never going to beat that team. Period.
All right, wrapping it up. The biggest loser so far from the NFL Combine would be Mr. Reuben Foster. It's not Leonard Fournette, who only jumped 28.5 inches, which they were making a big deal about that. He doesn't really jump much, just so they know. He runs the ball. Reuben Foster was sent home for getting into an argument with the medical staff at the NFL Combine. That's not your best way to put your best foot forward for NFL franchises wanting to give you millions of dollars, Reuben. Come on.
The NBA All-Star Game has gotten so low of ratings the last few years that now there is talk amongst the NBA folks that they are going to make some changes, and two of the proposed changes are just absolutely laughable. A 4-point shot and a 10-point shot from half court. That's exactly the problem. You're adding to the problem.
Good Lord. I don't know about that. Maybe do a U.S. versus the world game or something like that. Yeah. Who knows? I guess real quick, in recruiting, True Thompson, speaking of Grayson.
Saw that.
Class of 19, defensive tackle, committed to Florida State.
Braves farm system ranked number one by MLBpipeline.com. 5 seconds. Okay, well.
Go Pirates.
Thanks for listening. Go Pirates. The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Pirates keep sailing toward another state championship, taking down Northside Warner Robins 64-54 in the Elite Eight. Next up, South Cobb in the Final Four. They will play that game at Fort Valley State. In Terror Nation, Glenn quarterback Randon Jernigan received an offer from Army, his first as a quarterback. A big week for Frederica lineman Austin Skelton. Skelton committed to play football as a preferred walk-on at Samford, and in doing so, he becomes the first football player in Knight history to play Division I college football. Congrats, Austin.
The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.